Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Estelle, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama.
I hope you're well this afternoon.
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
We are well, thank you so much. It's a bit chilly, but hey, it's that time of the year, so we're happy with that.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah, no, the Channel Protection Week started last week on the 29th of May, ending on the 5th of June. So this week is an event that's backed by UNICEF, you know, often comprising a week-long series of events, programs, and campaigning to help raise awareness against abuse, exploitation, neglect, and all forms of violence towards children. Now, we're speaking to you, Estelle. By the way, I didn't introduce you to our listeners. She's the director of the Children's Ministries Department of the Northern Conference of the Seventh-day Adventists. And she's going to be talking to us about how, as you know, the department, they are using this campaign to empower children. Now, Estelle, now the child protection can be a difficult subject to approach, especially with younger children. How do you approach this subject in a safe and effective way?
Thanks very much, Zama, for the opportunity, and thank you to the listeners. Indeed, it is a very sensitive matter, but the truth is that when we start to have the conversation, it helps for our children to be very much aware of the environments, the circumstances, their rights, in terms of protection, and also for them to be empowered so they know how to deal with difficult situations. Firstly, I have to just be clear that in the Children's Ministries Department, the vision is that of Children's Ministries is that we empower leaders to be able to impact children. All right. So in many respects, we work with leaders in churches particularly to empower them to be able to work with children and impact the lives of children. What we have found is that it doesn't always work as effectively as we would like. And so that is part of the reason why our campaign this year through the Department of the Northern Conference has taken an approach where we are trying to reach the children directly. And I'm sure you've seen some of our posters that have been going around past 7 days. And when you look at that, it's very child-friendly. You know, the graphics and all the rest, it speaks to children and not to adults. And so that's part of the reason why the focus of the campaign has changed a bit. So that's what we're trying to accomplish by trying to get the message directly to children in a way that children understand, and also in a way that it the message is sort of imprinted in their minds through the various visuals that are used. Let me just add that we also empower our leaders in churches by having our annual child safety and protection workshop. So the Northern Conference Children's Ministries Department works with the junior youth department. That is our Adventurers Pathfinders, because it's the same target audience, right? It caters for the spiritual and other needs of children. The trainings and workshops we have are particularly targeted at the leaders. And so we expect then, by leaders being empowered, the message is carried to our churches. And so with regards to the churches, we are then also equipping them to be able to go and implement. And there's a lot I could say on that. And if you want me to, I could just continue giving you a bit of more information and background, because apart from just the workshop, we also, through the Children's Ministries Department, have our leadership trainings where we empower leaders. But we also make these trainings available to interested parents, elders of churches, you know. So we never limit our trainings to only a specific group, but we open it up so that when more people are empowered, when we all speak the same language, we all come from the same position, then the implementation is consistent and more effective. I would also like to add that the global Seventh-day Adventist Church is clear on its position around the safety and protection of children. And I'd really like to encourage our listeners to have a look at the position statements of the General Conference. And the position statements cover a variety of topics related to the well-being of children, you know. And when we understand that our thrust doesn't just come from a local conference or a church or et cetera, but it really comes from the message that the global church wants to convey to its members. And so there's a position statement on nurture and protection of children. There's a position statement from the General Conference on the well-being and value of children. There's also a position statement on the very, very important one, which is child sexual abuse and other forms of abuse as well, which we are seeing escalate all the time, particularly in South Africa. You know, our statistics are horrific. We've been seen as the rape capital of the world, for that matter. Our children are constantly at risk. Sadly, our children are at risk in the very places where we least expect. And I'm talking about our communities. I'm talking about our schools. And Zama, let me say, sadly, even our churches. So the message is clear. We are empowering leaders to ensure that our churches are safe spaces for our children to be in.
Very important, very important. Estelle, before I let you go, you know, beyond the campaign of the Child Protection Week and the position statements that the church has, what can ordinary members, you know, of the church do, you know, to get involved in raising awareness against, you know, abuse, neglect, etc., towards children? How can members make a difference?
Thank you for the question. You know, let me say, I believe it starts with church leadership. When we have these awareness and important training workshops, we encourage churches to have in place a child protection policy as well as a plan. Why? Because we need to be proactive. Let's not wait for any incident to happen and we are then embarrassed because we don't have anything in place and we don't know how to manage the situation as church leadership. So I'm referring here to the church board for that matter. So I think that's important. Secondly, as I've indicated, a proactive approach. And then, you know, what's important is to have an ongoing conversation. The National Child Protection Week, it's a South African national campaign. The department really just uses it as a way we can then also capitalize on the fact that it's a National Child Protection Week, but we can also then bring the awareness to our own members. We also do a similar type one at the end of the year when we have the 16 days of activism. For abuse against women and children. We also use that as an opportunity to empower our members and, you know, in some instances, our women and children. The campaigns that we've done previously are available on the Northern Conference Women's Ministries website if members would like to have a look at what we've been doing there. And then, you know, I think a visible presence of this conversation in churches is important.
Very important. And this is a conversation that we hardly have. I do apologize for interjection there. It's a conversation that is very scarce in our congregations. I like that you're actually starting to say that. Please do emphasize that.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And the more visible it is, the less we'll be uncomfortable about having the conversation. So, for example, the very posters that we've been posting this week or for the duration of this campaign, you know, churches are at liberty to use it. You could print it on A3 or even bigger, have it laminated, put it in your children's, you know, where children have their classes on a Sabbath or their children's Sabbath school rooms. Make it visible. Have a look, have the conversation. It is a difficult conversation, but it's so real. It's in our faces. We cannot ignore it. And the fact that God esteems our children extremely highly, the question for us is, do we esteem them as highly as well?
Beautiful stuff. Well, thank you so much, Estelle. Blessings to you. We shall catch up with you another time. For today, blessings to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.